With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Authorities say former President Donald Trump is safe tonight after another apparent assassination attempt, this time in Florida. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on this developing story.
Sources say that a man with an AK-style rifle was apparently aiming into the golf course where the former president was playing a round. Sources say the Secret Service opened fire on the suspect. The sheriff in a neighboring county tells WPTV the suspect was caught on Interstate 95 by deputies.
The suspect's demeanor I would describe as having a relatively calm, flat, affective. Was not displaying a lot of emotions, never asked, what is this about?
About 2 months ago, he survived an assassination attempt. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The suspect is being questioned and has been identified as Ryan Wesley Ruth. Also at SRNNews.com, funerals have been held in Georgia for a teenager and a teacher killed in a high school shooting.
Family and friends gather at Hamilton Mill Memorial Chapel in Georgia for teacher Christina Iramia's funeral Saturday. The 53-year-old, one of two teachers and two students killed at Appalachie High School on September 4th. 14-year-old Mason Skirmahorn was also remembered at a memorial service Saturday at a civic center. Services were already held for teacher Richard Aspinwall, and a funeral will be held Friday for student Christian Angulo. His schoolmate, Colt Gray, who is 14, is charged with their murders. His father charged with supplying the weapon. I'm Julie Walker.
A Pennsylvania man has entered no contest pleas to charges that he killed his father and stepmother with a sword in their home 5 years ago. Courthouse documents indicate the man entered pleas of a third-party murder. This is SRN News. What does your Bible study do? SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
It might sound like a dumb question, but it's really not. Lifeway Research has conducted a poll of the people who lead Bible studies in America's Protestant churches, and only 46% say the primary purpose of the group is to study the Bible. The rest are more focused on other things such as service, outreach, or fellowship. Lifeway also reports that on average, churches have 7 ongoing Bible study groups for adults with an average of 69 weekly participants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis has strongly criticized both U.S. presidential candidates over what he calls anti-life policies on abortion and migration. Francis on Friday advised American Catholics to choose the lesser evil in the upcoming elections. He says that when deciding between a candidate who supports abortion rights and one planning to deposit or deport migrants, that both are against life. He basically says that people should use their conscience to vote and choose the lesser evil. This is SRN News. It was a milestone birthday for a very controversial member of the royal family, and British figures say he's not really a part of the family. It all just depends on who you talk to. Karen Chamas reports on King Charles' youngest son.
Britain's royal social media accounts have wished Prince Harry a happy 40th birthday. The 40th birthday wishes to Harry, the Duke of Sussex, came despite long-standing strains between himself and the royal family following the publication of his explosive memoir, Spare. The royal family site shared an image of a beaming Harry with a birthday cake emoji and the caption, "Wishing the Duke of Sussex a very happy 40th birthday today." William and Kate, the Prince and Princess of Wales, shared the image, adding their own birthday wishes. The post from the royal family account marked the first public birthday message for Harry since 2021. Karen Chamas, London.
You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.